Welcome to the 9th episode of the Jesus to Mankind series. We are covering the final messages Jesus Christ has given to the world through the Book of Truth, written by Maria Divine Mercy, to prepare it for his second coming. I will now continue with the messages where we left off in the last episode. The message is titled, Honor My Father, given on Wednesday, May 18th, 2011. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, I have missed the time you promised me yesterday. I realize that you lead a very busy life, but remember that I am the life whom you must seek out above all your day-to-day activities. Time for man to honestly reflect on his life. The time for mankind to reflect on his life in a truly honest way has come. All my children everywhere, in every corner of the world, must ask themselves this question. Do they or do they not believe that God the Father exists? As the end times foretold draw nearer and nearer, a number of choices will now have to be made. Do you, my children, accept that God, my eternal Father, created you? If you do, then answer the next question. How much time do you spend thanking Him for the gifts of life, your family and friends, the home you live in, the food you eat? If you don't, you are not a follower of the truth. Show my Father respect. For those of you who do believe in God, the Creator of all things, do you not know that prayer is vital if you are to benefit from the next glorious life He has planned for you? Speak to Him daily. Show Him the respect He deserves, because by not paying attention to Him, you offend me. For all those devoted followers of mine, I, your divine Savior, Jesus Christ, call on you now to understand how important it is to honor my Father. He is not being given the attention he deserves. Many people have this image of God the Father as being stern, frightening, and angry. So in awe are you that you push him to one side. If you knew how much he craves your love, you would drop down on your knees this instant and beg him to forgive you. Please pray to God the Father. He needs your love. He needs your devotion. Prayer to my Father yields tremendous mercy when you ask my Father to protect you and to save you in my name. He rarely refuses your request according to his most holy will. God, my eternal Father, is very loving, compassionate, and allegiance to him will bring the world great graces and salvation. Pray to my Father to avert global disasters. Pray to my Father to avert global disasters on behalf of His beloved Son, and He will hear your prayers. So very few Christians in the world especially call on Him for help anymore. He who so lovingly created man in His image has been forgotten about. Show Him the honor that is now required to help alleviate the ecological catastrophes that will occur on earth during the Great Tribulation. My Father holds the world in His hands. His children, however, no longer honor or adore Him. They are oblivious to the fact that while Satan continues to steal souls, there is only one power that will withstand eternity, and that is the power of God. In His mercy, He will hear your cries for help. Please call on Him now, especially in these times of great change. Your beloved Savior, the Son of God, the Father Almighty, Jesus Christ. The next message is titled, Responsibility of Parents in the World Today, given on Thursday, May 19th, 2011. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, the world has now succumbed to the depths of utter despair in its lack of belief in the existence of God, the Father Almighty. Even little children now gleefully deny His existence. Those empty-hearted souls insult not only my eternal Father, but cause me deep anguish. So far have you fallen, children, that you have completely discarded all sense of the spirituality that you were born with. How far do you think your love of the world and its materialism will take you? For those of you engrossed in wealth and the comforts of all worldly attractions, you should know that they will soon be taken away from you as part of the purification ahead. Responsibility of parents. Why do you teach your children the importance of man-made materialism at the expense of their poor little souls? Your primary aim is to teach your children the importance of creating and building wealth. You rarely teach them the morals they need to equip themselves with the responsibilities for adulthood in relation to how they should show respect for others, to understand the importance of honesty and the need to show understanding towards their brothers and sisters. Unfortunately, my children have completely lost their way on the spiritual path required for them to reach the ultimate destination. Have you no shame? When will you learn that your obsessive love of money and all that it offers will end in disaster? It will only be when you are stripped naked of these comforts you crave that you will realize how alone you are. Listen to me now while you can. Place your family's needs first, for that is good. Provide for them, but please do not encourage your children to become slaves to wealth and a desire for fame, for you will be pushing them into the arms of Satan. Your children were born and given life by you physically, but they were created by God, the Eternal Father, when they were given their souls. By all means, show responsibility as a parent by providing for your children's physical needs, but remember that their souls need nourishment. Teach them the truth of my teachings and the importance of looking after their souls. Only then will you be giving your children the true nourishment in body and mind that they need to survive so they can enjoy eternal life. Your loving divine Savior, Jesus Christ. The next message is titled, Confusion About What My Second Coming Will Mean, given on Friday, May 20th, 2011. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, many people wonder what the second coming really means, so let me explain. I came into the world the first time to redeem mankind from eternal darkness so he could benefit from eternal life. God the Almighty Father, out of his mercy, sent me so that all his children would have life. For up to then, due to the sins of Adam and Eve, this would not have been possible. I come again, this time to reward all those who follow me. Much confusion exists in the world regarding this event. Many people believe that my second coming indicates that the end of the world has come. That is not the case, for instead, it will mean the end times, when Satan and his followers who create untold misery in the world will be banished from earth for 1,000 years. About the new paradise on earth. This new paradise I have promised will come about when heaven and earth merge to become one. This new life I bring to all my devoted followers is one of love and glory. You, my followers, will have to endure much suffering, however, while this transition takes place. To help prepare the world for this great event, I am bringing a great gift of my mercy beforehand, the great warning which will give each and every one of you the chance to see your sins and how they offend me, will enable you to see the truth. When you realize the stain of sin that exists within you, only then will you really understand the sorrow that I feel. A glimpse of what will happen at the final judgment. By allowing you all to experience this great act of my mercy, you will be given a true glimpse as to what will happen at the day of the final judgment. In this way, you are being given a fair chance to turn back to me once more. You see, I love all of you with such a deep and abiding passion that I will do everything possible to save you from the grip of the deceiver. Be warned, though, that Satan will now increase his activities through your brothers and sisters to persuade you to turn your back on me even after this great event takes place. You must now open your minds, leave all human reasoning aside to accept the truth of your existence on earth. Every lie couched in scientific human logical thinking will be perpetrated to prevent you from accepting the truth. Satan does not want you, my children, to come to me. His vice-like grip must be broken, but it can only be done with your help. Do not allow him to cloud your judgment with his lies. It will be very difficult for you to ignore his arguments, taunts, and ridicule, for that is the way he works. Satan will work through other people to discourage you. Many of you will not know that Satan is working like this through other people whose views you may respect, but this is just exactly how he works. He will communicate through those poor souls who are attracted to the dark. He will ensure that their minds are blocked to the truth of my glory and the eternal life that is yours by right. Never ever let his influence affect your love for me, and remember, because he will not win this battle, then those poor souls who follow him will be thrown into hell with him. If you desire eternal life, then use this time on earth to denounce Satan while you can. I will rule the earth for 1,000 years. My daughter, I will rule the earth for 1,000 years. Make no mistake, for I am now in charge of events as they now unfold in the world. I have now prepared the way for my new kingdom on earth, and that time is near, much closer than many realize. Rejoice, for this news will be welcomed by all. It will bring to an end all suffering in the world. It will ignite a fount of love and glory for all my children to share. This new paradise will be beyond your comprehension, but hear this. This new life will offer you all of my devout followers a life free from worry. You will want for nothing. All will be provided by me. Each and every one of you who choose this glorious kingdom will be astonished at the precious jewel that awaits you. Pray now that your brothers and sisters open their eyes to the truth of the promises I have made, so they too can enter this new life on earth. Your loving Savior, Jesus Christ. The next message is titled, Forgiveness, the Pathway to Freedom, given on Saturday, May 21st, 2011. Jesus says, My daughter, forgiveness is the pathway to freedom. When you forgive those who offend you or who have caused you hurt, you become free of spirit. That is when joy fills your soul. That too means that I am present within you. When you forgive others, this is a sign of love, not only for your neighbor, but love for me, your divine Savior. For those who do not believe me, know that when they too forgive others, I am present and walk with them. Yet they have no idea that this is the case. Forgiveness is love. My love is endless. But I implore you, my children, to allow me to forgive you for your sins. If you could only ask me to do this, not only will you be free, but the love and the joy you will experience will surprise you. This act of humility will allow you to communicate with love towards others. Your light will shine and will affect others in a special way, but neither you nor they will be aware of this. My love, after the act of redemption takes place, will flood your soul. Your clean soul will be like a magnet as it draws others towards you. To forgive others is not easy, my children. Pride and a sense of self-worth prevent this great act of mercy taking place. This is the work of Satan, for he knows that lack of forgiveness leads to other more serious sins against God the Father. When you cannot forgive others, first of all, build up resentment, which, when it festers, leads to hatred and even murder. In many cases, it can lead to war. If people everywhere forgave one another graciously, then hatred would not exist. Murder would be less frequent, and love, the love of God the Eternal Father, would spread. Learn to forgive one another, push pride aside, and ask for my mercy. For when you ask for something according to my holy will, you will be granted your request. Your loving Savior, King of Mercy, Jesus Christ. The next message is titled, New Revelations Floods in France This Summer, given on Sunday, May 22nd, 2011. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, the revelation given to you on the 18th of March 2011 at midnight that the volcanic eruption in Iceland would occur in May has now taken place. You may wonder why you were so shocked when this happened, as foretold. So I will explain. Although most of your doubts have been dispelled, regarding the authenticity of my communications with you, there was still a fear on your part that you were not discerning these prophecies correctly. You must rise now with confidence and let me allay your fears. Move now and publish, without hesitation, other events I have revealed to you. By doing this, more people will understand that it is I, Jesus Christ, who now commands the attention that is required to help save souls. When these prophecies are confirmed, there will be little doubt in the hearts of my followers of their authenticity. Yet the hardened soul who refuses to believe and who will always provide a logical response when they witness the truth will still not be convinced. Floods in France, heat wave in Turkey. Hear me now. Floods will occur in the south of France this summer. A heat wave will take place in Turkey. Other ecological events which will cause disarray, including an earthquake in England, but not immediately. Some of which will impact on other European states. Expect a rise in sea levels in the Mediterranean, which will shock everyone. Earthquakes will also be felt in Norway and in South America. I will, my daughter, reveal other events to you, but with only one motive in mind, that is to convert my children. If and when they accept that I speak to them through you, then this will bring me joy. I have no wish to frighten my children, but these events will continue to escalate in the world as part of the great chastisement ahead. They are a necessary part in the battle against the deceiver. Pray now, my children, to dilute and avert these events, because prayer is extremely powerful as a means of pardon. Go now in peace. Do not be afraid to publish these prophecies, for they will occur. Your Savior, Jesus Christ. The next message is titled, Why I Communicate to the World in This Way, given on Monday, May 23rd, 2011. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, it is now time to reflect on my sacred messages and to ensure that as many sinners all over the world take heed of them. Make no mistake, these messages are being given to the world as a gift to help save all of you, all of my children, and including those who follow different paths to God the Eternal Father. People, especially Catholics, will be confused when I do not place them ahead of my other children of different creeds. My choice of words are designed to be heard by all and not just the chosen few. My love does not differentiate. For those who question the way in which I speak to mankind through this messenger, hear me now. While you, my followers, understand that the truth has never changed from the time of my crucifixion, know then that I must extend my love to all God's children. No one is better than the other. My daughter, you must not respond or try to defend my word when challenged to explain why I would speak in this way. My word is divine. It must not be changed or amended to suit those who consider themselves experts in theological law, for my word will be given to the world in a language which will be clearly understood by mankind today. Many will ask why these words do not use the same terminology or expressions used by my prophets and apostles of old, and I will answer them now. Remember, my teachings never change. No matter what language I use today to communicate in a modern way, the truth remains the same, intact. Be wary of visionaries or seers who claim that they are receiving messages from me, who use ancient language or extracts from the Holy Bible, for this is not the way in which I would communicate to mankind today. Why would I do that? Would I not alienate a new generation, those who are ignorant of the language contained in my Father's holy book? Simplicity is the key, my children, when communicating my most holy word. Remember, when teaching others of the truth of my existence, that simplicity in your approach is essential. If you do not do this, you will not reach those lost souls because they will turn a deaf ear. My message of love. The message of my love is very simple. I am the life that my children on earth crave. Explain that I am the truth. Make this clear. Without me, there is no eternal life. Use the prophecies which are revealed to this messenger to gain the attention of non-believers, for this is why they are being given to the world, not to frighten them, but to prove that I am now communicating today in a way in which my most holy word will not only be heard, but believed. Your loving Savior and teacher, Jesus Christ, King of Mercy. The next message is titled, The Skies Will Open Up During the Warning, given on Monday, May 23rd, 2011. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, you are suffering the torment that I endure for the sins of man. This is what it feels like. Now you are glimpsing just a tiny fraction of my suffering, which I face every minute of your day. There is nothing to fear, my daughter, about the warning. The warning will be a dramatic event. It will shock many people in the world, as it will be a dramatic event where the skies will open and the flames of my mercy will shoot up across the world. For many people will not understand what is happening. So shocked will they be, they will mistakenly think that they are witnessing the end of the world. Tell them to rejoice when they witness my glory, for this, if you are properly prepared for it, will be the most spectacular example of my mercy since the day of my crucifixion. This, my children, will be your saving grace, and will prevent those who would otherwise have been condemned from entering the depths of hell. All my children everywhere must warn lost souls as to what to expect. Urge them to seek reconciliation by confessing their sins now. It is important that as many people as possible are in a state of grace beforehand, as they may not survive this event due to shock. Far better to witness this divine spectacular event first, rather than being unprepared at the final day of judgment. Keep strong, all of you. Rejoice if you are a devout follower, for you will be shown a glimpse of my divine presence, which your ancestors never saw during their lifetime. Pray for the rest of my children. Tell them the truth now while you can. Ignore their scorn, for should they take action now by praying for the forgiveness of their sins, they will thank you after this great miracle takes place. Go now in peace. Do not be fearful. Just pray for those souls with no faith, so they do not die in mortal sin. Your divine Savior, Jesus Christ. The next message is titled, If You Find It Difficult to Pray, given on Tuesday, May 24th, 2011. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, I am happy today that so much work has been done to impart my most holy word to the world through your work. You must never feel that you are not doing enough because of the amount of people who reject these messages. For those of my children who do not accept my word now, they will in time. Then they will be hungry to hear my voice. Stay focused on me now. Don't be led astray by those who pour scorn on these messages. Never be discouraged, for those who are listening to my word now are in fact spreading the truth to others out of their love for me. Conversion is a difficult challenge in a world so blind to the truth of eternal life. Perseverance is needed, for with the help of the Holy Spirit, whose power is being felt now everywhere all around the world, my children will eventually come back to me, but not all. For those who would prefer the artificial comforts offered to them through the deceiver, they will find it very difficult to reject the life they lead. Pray for all your family and friends now, so that you can all unite in your love for me during the warning. For if you will accept this event as your route to freedom, you will be rewarded with my great mercy. Prayer is not easy. Prayer is not easy for many of my children who find the recital of long prayers repetitive and a little boring. If this is the way you pray, and you are struggling, then just sit down quietly and communicate with me in silence. Simply reflect on my life on earth. Remind yourself of the time I spent there and the lessons of love I gave to all of you. That's enough. Let yourself become quiet of mind, and I will sit with you in contemplation. I walk with everyone. I am present every minute of the day, no matter what you are doing. I am never far away. Remember that I am your crutch in life. Lean on me, Ask for my support with sincerity, and I will hear your call. I never refuse your request if it is according to my holy will. However, when you ask for favors which are designed to bequeath you with worldly excesses, know that I will never bestow these, for I can never give you gifts which I know are bad for your soul. My gifts are given so that I can bring you closer to my heart, for when that happens, you will want for nothing more. Your loving and devoted Savior, Jesus Christ. The next message is titled, I would like to thank those who help in spreading my holy word, given on Wednesday, May 25th, 2011. Jesus says, I come now to give courage to all those followers of mine when, having recognized my true voice, responded with great works of generosity. For those of you who are giving freely of your time to promote and spread my messages, I would like to thank you. You, my precious children, bring great joy to my sorrowful heart at this time in history. You, my children, are brave, courageous, and infused with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Your loyalty and gift to me of your time and loving devotion to the truth will yield great graces in the new paradise I promised my children. I will guide your hand during this sacred work, and you feel my love. Never be fearful of proclaiming my word, for every little effort made by anyone who promotes these messages will be rewarded. Go now, my precious loyal followers, spread my holy word, and help your brothers and sisters who need direction. Your loving Savior, Jesus Christ. The next message is titled, Message of Warning to World Leaders, given on Wednesday, May 25th, 2011. Jesus says, My daughter, countries all over the world are bubbling under the surface with unrest, both in terms of the hatred being shown by man to man, as well as pending ecological upheavals. This is where Mother Nature will unleash the unexpected soon to show man that he is not, irrespective of his arrogant assertiveness, in control of anything. Man has many lessons to learn. Constant efforts to gain power at the highest levels by those in authority is having an effect on the ordinary man who has to rely on those government and business leaders to look after his needs. The help needed by man will only be manifested when those leaders rule with true love in their hearts for their people. Sadly, greed and a lust for power means that this is not, in fact, the goal of many world leaders today. God the Father will no longer tolerate your sinful deeds. My warning to those leaders all over the world, whoever you are, is this. Inflict unfair practices and hardships on your people, and the hand of my eternal Father will fall swiftly on those countries and locations within which you reside. He will no longer tolerate your sinful deeds. Hide if you will, but it will be useless. Your weapons of destruction will be destroyed. Your treatment of your fellow citizens will create a situation, whether you like it or not, where you will have to answer to God the Eternal Father. Your moral responsibilities must be adhered to, because you will be judged by your actions eventually. Lead your people with love, dignity, and respect for their physical and moral welfare. Deny your people the right to religious freedom or inflict dictatorships of any kind which forces them to stop or curtail their religious practices in the name of political unity, then you are doomed. Not only will you suffer for your actions, but judgment will be harsh. Any of you who swears allegiance to your people in the name of God the Eternal Father and orchestrates unfair new laws which deny them the right to food, shelter, and religious freedom, will face the wrath and the hand of God the Father. The world is suffering now in every country because of dictatorships, although not in places where you would assume to be the case. The world is also suffering from financial difficulties, which make the vulnerable weaker. I say now to those leaders who have any sense of Christian duty to fight for the right to allow my teachings to influence your decisions, which will have a direct impact on my children everywhere. for those of you colluding in the corridors of power to suppress a multitude of countries in a controlled manner, which will affect nation after nation and will lead to hardship everywhere, be aware that your actions will be punished. For God, the Eternal Father, has been patient up to now in the hope that you would see the futility of your ways. Instead, you have pushed forward as an elite group who considers itself more important than the rest of the human race. Your actions, be warned, will end in disaster. Your allegiance to wealth, dominance, and greed will leave you not just naked and vulnerable, but in a worse state than those you abuse through the misuse of power. The time has come for the battle to rid the world of evil and the rule of Satan. God the Father is now about to unleash many earthquakes, tsunamis, and floods in an effort to make you wake up. Your plots to overthrow world leaders, those in power of religious groups, and to introduce controlled measures, including a one-world currency, will not be ignored. As you witness now these events unfolding, you will find them impossible to ignore. These events will shake your blind addiction to power. You will wake up to the error of your ways, and when you do, I will be standing waiting. You will run to me and ask not only for forgiveness, but you will use your love for me to make amends. You, my children, who have a deep underlying love for me, are my biggest hope in defeating evil and unfair political corruption in the world now. Pray for the graces to help you turn back to me. Climate catastrophes not witnessed since the days of Noah. Prayer will, as I have said before, help dilute disasters in the world as it now heads towards a series of climate-related catastrophes never witnessed by man since the days of Noah. The world, as you know it, will suffer so many events all at once that chaos and confusion will be the norm. Why would you allow this to happen? I speak to those with huge political and financial clout who are privy to what is happening behind closed doors. This is your last chance, given to you out of a sense of love and compassion to man everywhere, to turn now and stop your evil ways or face the consequences. Your just judge, Jesus Christ, King of Mercy. The next message is titled, Dealing with Financial Hardship, given on Thursday, May 26th, 2011. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, it is my wish that you now begin to fast at least one day a week, for by doing so, you will greatly please me. This sacrifice will strengthen your purity of soul and bring you closer to my most sacred heart. My children in the world face many challenges in these times, challenges which they have never had to deal with before. The biggest challenge now is to deal with the way in which money is becoming scarce. This is very frightening for many who need this to keep their homes and feed their families. The second difficulty is the lack of any meaningful spiritual guidance in their lives, which had, up to now, been seen as important. Lose your income and you lose your aspirations for luxury worldly goods. For what use is a luxury car when you cannot feed your family? What use is a beautiful dress when you cannot keep warm in a house you can't afford to heat properly? It is only when my children find themselves bereft of the excesses to which they had become accustomed that they understand the reality into which they have now been plunged. Today, your basic needs must be your priority. After that, you need to ask yourself what is important now. Once you are fed and clothed, what then? One-man upmanship is no longer relevant when you are striving to survive the basic elements. Envy of your neighbor's wealth and status matters no more. It is only now that you will seek out the spiritual comforts that have been missing for so long in your lives. In your quest to find comfort of mind, turn to me and my Eternal Father, God the Creator of all things. Do not be tempted to seek remedies from spiritual healers unless they represent me. Do not seek artificial solace and stimulants to ease your pain and sorrow. The only way you will become free of worry and anguish is when you turn to me, Jesus Christ, your Savior. I am waiting now. Ask me to help you, and I will supply your basic needs. I will always provide you with what you want, but you must ask me first. Never keep your worries to yourself. Share them with me. Hand me over all your concerns. I will respond immediately, for this will fill me with joy when you trust in me completely. I love you all, your devoted Savior, Jesus Christ, King of Mercy and Compassion. The next message is titled, The Swords of Justice Will Fall Now, given on Monday, May 30th, 2011. Jesus says, Hear me now, my children everywhere. The swords of justice will fall on those who fail to prepare adequately for the warning. My flames of divine mercy, presented to the world to give each of you a taste of what the final day of judgment will be like, is going to be misinterpreted by so many of you. This great day of the warning draws closer by the month, so you must now put aside the time in preparing for my divine mercy. Many, many souls will find it difficult to understand what this event really means. So many will, as a result, die of shock, which saddens me, because for those who do not survive it, will be because of the sorry state of their souls. Catholics everywhere seek confession now if you want to benefit from my great act of love and mercy. Christians in other faiths speak in silence and tell God how remorseful you are, how much you regret your transgressions, and ask Him to forgive you for your sins. Only those who are strong of heart in their love for me and God, the Almighty Father, will be prepared adequately. Others, because of their strength in mind and character, will finally understand the truth and accept me with love in their hearts. As for others, so harsh will the shock be that when their souls are revealed to them in their darkness, they will drop dead. By then, it will be too late to seek forgiveness. There will be no hope for them. Pray, pray, all of you, so that as many souls as possible will survive my great act of mercy. Your loving Savior, Jesus Christ. The next message is titled, Sin Will Always Be Sin, No Matter How You Justify It, given on Sunday, May 29th, 2011. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, how I cry for all my children who sin because they don't understand my teachings. Many of them are not aware they offend me because either they have never been taught the truth or they have decided to defend their sins. Many of those who sin try to justify their act because they listen to others who use tolerance as a guise to justify sin. Sin will always be sin in my Father's eyes, no matter how small the sin. Many of those who commit grievous sin somehow always manage to defend their so-called right to sin by blinding themselves to the evil that their sin represents. My children are fortunate that I forgive them for their sins. If only my children everywhere knew of my mercy, they would then realize how fortunate they are to be given this great gift of forgiveness I offer them in this life. If they do not ask for forgiveness regularly, then their sins will lead them to continue to sin, again and again. The more they sin, the further they will remove themselves from me, and the harder it will be to come back to me. Listen to me. My mercy is there for all of you to benefit from. Accept this from me now. Do not allow the world to trap you by allowing yourself to fall prey to the temptations of sin. Once you sin, you become trapped and won't know where to turn. Sin makes you feel uncomfortable deep down and within you. Tolerance is fashionable today. So many of my children keep shouting aloud of the need for tolerance in society. Tolerance is fashionable today in its loose term. It can be used to distort even the most gravest of sins. Tolerance is cleverly molded to defend every type of sin known to man in the world today. Everyone claims the right to tolerance. Whatever the sin, it will be promoted as a civil right in most instances. No matter how these sins are promoted as being right, they will always be wrong. It is time that man faces the truth, to become responsible again, to accept that the acts of sin they are partaking in are morally wrong, to treat their fellow human beings, including those children in the womb, as being equal in all things. Pray hard for the graces to see the truth for what it is, and not the doctored version you choose to believe in because it suits your selfish goals. There is only one truth. In your hearts, every single one of you knows the difference between right or wrong. Accept this now if you want me to save you from the fires of hell. Your Savior, Jesus Christ. The next message is titled, Warning to Those Who Are Involved with Satanic Cults, given on Monday, May 30th, 2011. Jesus says, My daughter, you are getting much stronger now, and through your obedience to my most holy will, can alert the world now to what lies ahead. When I speak about sin, I have not revealed the vile sins which are committed, which even regular sinners would find hard to fathom. The sickening practices conducted by so-called sophisticated Western societies behind closed doors would shock you to the core. The evil atrocities where children are ritually murdered in deference to Satan are a reality in the world today, but they are just some of the intensely evil acts which are committed by man, influenced by Satan. Go this far, my children, and you will find it impossible to come back to me. Other acts which break my heart include the physical abuse, particularly of young innocent children. Let me spell out for you the kinds of sins which would greatly distress many of you were I to describe them in detail. Satan followers through their cults are savage in their treatment of the human being for whom they have no respect. Sacrifices including human sacrifices, blasphemies, cursing, and acts of desecration of me, my eternal father, and my beloved mother are regular rituals. So little shame have these satanic worshippers that they flaunt their disrespect in public through music, the movies, TV, and the arts. Those guilty of such sacrileges will face eternal damnation, where they will burn in hell for eternity. This is one of the last warnings you will receive from me, your Savior Jesus Christ. It is also my final request of you to save yourselves while you can. I, Jesus Christ, don't make idle threats. I will do everything to save you, but beyond a certain point, there is nothing I can do to stop you seeking out the false solace you think you will be offered by the evil one. Unlock the satanic shackles by which you are bound and flee to me now. I will save you, but you must ask me to forgive you while you are alive in this life. Remember, it is your choice. Heaven or hell, you choose while you are still alive on this earth, because you won't be able to do this when you pass over into the next life. Your ever patient and loving, Jesus Christ. The next message is titled, Tell Them I Love Them, But I Want Them to Talk to Me, given on Tuesday, May 31st, 2011. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, this has been quite an extraordinary journey for you in such a short time. I realize that you are tired now. The speed at which these messages have been received by you and published in so many languages so quickly shows you the urgency they represent. This also shows you the divine guidance at work in its most perfect format. These messages, while full of my teachings, are really being given to explain the importance of looking after your souls in this life while you can. Many people will, when they read these messages, especially those with little belief in God, the Eternal Father, will be disturbed by them. Many will be converted. Some will be fearful for their future on this earth and that of their families and friends. Please tell them I love them. If by opening their minds first to the fact that God really does exist, then they will be ready for stage two. That's when they will begin to wonder why such communication is taking place. Why Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, the Eternal Father, would take such extraordinary steps. They will come to the obvious conclusion. It is because I love each and every one of you that I want to save you. I want to cherish you all, and I must go to the most extraordinary lengths to bring you closer to my heart. I want to touch you in your hearts so that a light will spark in your soul. There is nothing to fear in this world if you will trust in me completely. I have wonderful plans for all of you who will come closer to my sacred heart. The most extraordinary gifts await you. Have no fear of worldly unrest, for I will protect all those who believe in me and will provide for your needs of the flesh. Trust in me, the Lord of mankind, sent yet again to salvage you from eternal darkness. Turn to me as innocent children. No need to learn prayers if you are ignorant. Yes, they are helpful, but all I am asking you to do is to speak with me in the way you would normally chat to a friend. Relax, confide in me, ask me for my help. My mercy is full and overflowing, just waiting to shower you with. If you only knew the compassion I have for everyone on earth, even sinners. My children are my children, even when sin stains their souls. I detest the sin, but love the sinner. So many of you are afraid to ask regularly for forgiveness. You must never worry, ever. If you are truly sorry, you will be forgiven. Sin, my children, will be a constant problem. Even my most devout followers sin and sin over and over again. It is a fact. Once Satan was unleashed, sin became widespread. Many are too ashamed to turn to me. They lower their heads and turn a blind eye when they have behaved badly. Too proud and embarrassed, they continue on as if it will be forgotten about. What they do not understand is that dark attracts dark. So when you sin once, it is much easier to sin again. By blocking your conscience, the cycle then rotates around and around. Then the sinner will make every excuse to ignore the wrongdoing. They will keep falling further downwards in a spiral. This is because they don't know how to ask for forgiveness. Because they have not understood the importance of humility, they find it impossible to turn to me. It is not complicated, you know, to ask me for forgiveness. Never be fearful of me. I await each of you who has the courage to condemn your own sins. When you get into this habit, some extraordinary gifts are given to you. After confessing your sins, you will be in a state of grace. Then, when you receive the sacrament of the Eucharist, you will feel a surging energy, which will surprise you. Then and only then will you find true peace. Nothing will faze you. You will be strong, not only in your soul, your mind will be calmer and more controlled. You will face life with a different and more positive outlook. Who would not want such a life? Come back, children, to me during these times of sorrow in the world. Let me show you the joy that is yours when you turn to me. Remember, I gave up my life for you once. My love knows no bounds. I will answer your call. All you have to do is ask. Your precious, loving Savior, Jesus Christ. The next message is titled, Prophecy at Garibandal Will Now Become a Reality, given on Tuesday, May 31st, 2011. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, we have come a long way in such a short time. That was for a reason, for it was all the time needed to impart my most holy word in a world starving of my love. Still, they do not listen, because they do not want to know. While many of my loyal followers are alert now to the changes coming, so many have no interest whatsoever in the warnings given to the world by my beloved mother up to now. The prophecies given at Garibandal will now become a reality. Prepare now for this event, for you have only a few months left to prepare your souls. Please do not fear, my daughter, for I know that these events have made you sad, because you are thinking of your children's future. The warning will change everything, but it will present a fork in the road. Mankind, when having been woken up to the truth of the existence of God, will then, through his own free will, choose one of two paths, the path of salvation or the path of damnation. Chastisement will wipe out much of the world. Pray hard that man chooses the first, for if he doesn't, the world will suffer the most severe chastisement, with much of it wiped out. Why would my children wish this? Yet because of sin, man will sadly choose to ignore my promise and follow the path of the deceiver. I have told you, I will not give you a date for the warning, for this is known by only a few chosen souls. For if this date were to be made public, people would be tempted to seek redemption out of a sense of false humility. Trust in me, all will be well, children. You are blessed to be given this wonderful gift of revelation. The world will now seem to be quieter and somewhat strange in the coming months leading up to the warning. For when it happens, spectacular though it will be visually in the sky, so quiet will this mystical experience be that you will be more prepared for this silent encounter with your own conscience. Remember, the more people that are forewarned of this event, the more souls will be saved. Pray, pray, my divine mercy, for those souls who will die during the warning. They need your prayers. Your loving Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening to this episode. May God be with you all.